Broadcasting from the super secret underground bunker at World Headquarters, this is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
Stand by. Accessing primary security protocols. Your access has been approved. Welcome to Level 11P7.
Welcome, everyone, to this first post Age of Ultron episode of Level 11P7.
Wait, is that out?
I heard some people talking about it.
Did it open?
Yep.
When did that happen?
Somebody blinked.
Big
blink. So this is our first episode after the new Avengers movie has come out. It is our first episode of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after the new Avengers movie has come out, and we are talking about it a little bit. So we may very well venture into spoiler territory tonight.
Ooh.
Spoilers.
Oh, that's...
And because that is what
means,
we do.
You mean movie spoiler.
Movie spoiler, yeah.
Possibly.
A little bit.
Yeah,
we're try not
there's
to.
There's a high probability that there might
actually,
be
we're not going to be able to avoid it.
Yeah, that's true.
No, because it's the a show huge actually... piece of the plot for tonight.
And not to mention the episode takes place after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Which is why all of us made
which
sure
is,
that we
which
saw
is actually, it was really disappointing because, of course, as everyone knows, Ultron won, and so there wasn't actually anything happening in tonight's episode. It was just shot after shot of rubble and
destruction.
It was really...
People wandering around
kind
in the
fog. Kind of a downer, really. Yeah. I mean, it was disappointing. You know, you hate to see what happens when the bad guy... Wait.
I just don't want to be on cleanup. After
did I watch the same movie as you guys did?
Did we watch the same episode tonight? That's the other question too.
Bigger question.
We are here in the bunker talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Jason Hunt here. The other voices that you hear in your head are my
your own problem.
Maya Aids is here.
Good night. Good night.
Yeah. That's it. Good night, folks. End of the show. Cammy Settle's here as well.
Hello.
And Timothy Harvey.
Hello.
Oh,
and Dan Handley is not here tonight. He is on assignment, working on a couple
top
of things, and
stuffs.
he will be back next week. But yeah, the episode Scars, which
aptly named.
Yeah.
Not until the very end, though. I mean.
All right. Let's do plot, and then we'll talk about how we feel about it after the break. Let's get into some details of this. We have
details of plot.
Yeah, we have S.H.I.E.L.D. meeting S.H.I.E.L.D.
Will we find out where the helicarrier moved?
Oh no! Hang on a second.
Where do we start?
Episode opens. Coulson. Well, hold on.
Hold on.
Not Coulson.
No, it's Sam and Billy.
Yeah.
Right.
We get Sam and Billy. Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, that's true. So it's very very fun. It's very cute. He's got Star Wars sheets and
all right,
nice,
you know,
nice
the fourth be with
product
you
placement
exactly.
there.
Exactly. And well, he's also a huge Star Wars fan. Patton Oswalt was a person. So
he probably has the sheets himself.
Those are probably actually his stuff. Got the whole, you know, go through, check the suits, pick the suit,
socks.
Pick out the lanyard, the fun socks. And it's basically, it's a flashback to a year ago. And we get the
beginning of Theta Protocol.
The secret.
Yes.
What Coulson has really been doing, as opposed to zipping or telling people he's been going around recruiting around the world,
right?
And that's a whole other problem as well. But and then we get the reveal that the Theta Protocol from Age of Ultron is that there's a helicarrier, and they're making sure it's all up to snuff.
He's
and
just got it on file.
Got it on, just in case. Just in case. It's a backup.
This is his ace in the sleeve. Right?
Right. So this would actually be the kind of thing that, you know.
Break
would...
the glass in case of emergency.
Exactly. Sure.
Is that a new helicarrier or was that the original one?
No, it was an older helicarrier. The issue is that within the first 4 minutes of this episode, we have wrapped up not only Age of Ultron, but also, like, the last three episodes, it was like Coulson going, and that's how everything is.
Yep.
And everyone goes, okay. And it's like,
pretty much.
And it's like, wait, what?
Well, now, it does, it is interesting because the big plot hole that people talk about in Age of Ultron, which is the helicarrier showing up. Spoilers. Mm-hmm. There is that. And people go, wait, what? What? Wait, what? And there is nothing in the movie that reveals where this thing came from. And here it is in the and like I said, it's been buried, it's been sitting there, and that's part of, but I wasn't clear. Somebody can help me
Coulson
out here.
Coulson is Douay Mackinay.
Well, the part
I think what it is, well,
he
the,
just came in to save the day out of nowhere.
The part of Theta
use Theta, your words. Theta protocol?
Theta protocol that I didn't understand because they never explained or haven't yet was all the bunk beds.
This crew.
The crew for the helicarrier?
For the helicarrier.
It's a shield agent sort of running around the helicarrier.
So they had the crew probably just hanging around.
Well,
in
I mean that makes sense.
Right,
I mean you've got to
because he
furnish the helicarrier.
Well, and he clearly because he clearly wasn't actually really recruiting, you know, agents.
Okay.
See, that's not
movie,
what I'm not a clear on when he's talking about jetting back and forth and doing all that.
Yeah.
He's actually going there the whole time?
That is the implication
of the
first 4 minutes of this episode, because I looked at my watch and went, and that's how it is. Okay, we wrapped, everything's wrapped up now.
Okay, but in the movie, the guy who you have, I don't know what his actual...
Fury, he's
there was a lackey
She's
guy.
She's trying to hit me.
And if you were any closer...
And if I was any closer, lean in.
So he was at the controls, and he was flubbing over his words. Lacking, and it was like he hadn't practiced anything in so long, and he didn't know the protocol of what to say when and everything. Okay, so if they've been
he was actually in.
Yeah,
Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Yes.
But so he wouldn't have been one of the people in one of those hundreds of bunk beds around, and they
weren't
like training or anything?
No, well, no, because
so
the whole thing's supposed to be a secret.
Tiddlywinks?
I don't know.
Yes. It's a really nice tiddlywinks scent, too.
Yeah.
You just dated yourself. Do you realize how many people would have no idea what tiddlywinks are? Okay. Well, here's the problem that I have with this. And I know we're already getting into problems and things like that, but tough. Is that this is the lousiest explanation of what the Theta Protocol is
ever
that I can think of. Because you know what the big plot hole in Age of Ultron was? Not the helicarrier.
There's more than one.
There's more than one. But it's not the helicarrier. Who cares where the helicarrier came from? Is this actually like the big mystery that I mean?
Yeah, it was kind of anticlimactic.
I'm aware there are people who are saying it's a plot hole.
I thought it would be much bigger than that,
but it's not.
I would much rather people start to try to pick apart the helicarrier plot hole than the whole Black Widow thing that we're talking. We're going to be talking about for H2O.
We're digressing into the movie.
But the thing is that all of a sudden the problem is that it's the big reveal, right? Yes. It's the big reveal for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's the big reveal. This is the big secret that Coulson's been hiding from the people.
Kind of
from everybody.
The closest people, the people who are closest to him, he's got it hidden.
Why would he have to hide that?
Well, exactly. What's the big secret? Why is this a deal?
I don't know.
From May, he's hiding the thing that probably she can fly.
Right.
That he probably would want her to fly if he needed to. Because, you know, that's what I want to see. Yeah. I want to see, here's what would have been cool, is reveal that in context of the show. Save the people from Age of Ultron. Don't let them die. That's not very nice.
Well, somebody phone him up and say, hey, get that thing over here.
But wouldn't you want to sit there and have that moment on the TV show where all of a sudden it's like, we're all going to die. And you hear Coulson's voice go, no, I don't think so today. And you see it's him and May on the bridge of the helicarrier. That's it. And May's just sitting there going, you know, got that look on her face. And so she's completely in control. It's like, you have a helicarrier. Well, yeah, I'm the director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It would have been nice to have more than 4 minutes for the episode to tie in with the movie, because
the last
couple of episodes has been, you know, there's been the build up to the movie, this next episode, we'll explain. So, 4 minutes is gone. It's done.
Well, yeah, it's basically
movie's
going,
over.
It's like, woo! Wasn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Right. And how are you doing? I'm good. How are you?
And now back to our regular.
But here's the problem with that is that by doing that, they have set the tone for the episode, because this entire episode is full of a whole lot of
ka-thunk.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. It's anvils. It's anvils. It's plot anvils from the sky every minute and a half.
It becomes anticlimactic.
Well, it's only anticlimactic, but end up with these things where the story
just has to go where it goes,
and there's parts of it that just don't work.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of its character. It was like what? And I hate to say this so bad. It really was kind of like watching the first half of the first season.
Yeah.
And that's really painful. Mm-hmm.
It felt like we have to get to point X by a certain amount of time.
Yeah, the pacing was really weird.
It was.
In the story.
Yeah, and things happened what ought to happen because they have to happen for the plots.
Yeah.
It didn't feel as organic as everything else. The helicarrier thing,
it had felt before in episodes before this.
Right. The helicarrier scene, it was just that's just inserted in there just because we had to tie it into the movie.
Well, honestly, if there
wasn't anything to it.
If we'd had that and then we'd spent, because that cuts right to that's your teaser right there.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you spend the next 10-15 minutes going over this and discussing this and letting S.H.I.E.L.D., reestablishing everything. Because you just changed the dynamic. Because basically you had a whole version of S.H.I.E.L.D. thinking that Nick Fury was dead, that all of this stuff wasn't going on, that there was... And then you had Coulson's S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
And
then you had Gonzalez's S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right. And so you had these things where this stuff was going on. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay.
Well,
and now we're all back together in one big happy family.
Not only that, but the problem, and I will call it a problem, the problem that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is having right now is the fact that the movies trickle down to the TV show, but the TV show has no impact on the films.
Right.
And this whole Coulson is dead in the movies thing that Whedon's been doing the last 3 or 4 weeks during the press tour, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
Because, like we've talked about before, how many people have seen Phil Coulson alive?
Right.
How many people have seen him walking around in a suit, talking to people?
Right.
There's been interaction. And now you have the reveal that he's been babysitting this helicarrier for Nick Fury, who's also supposed to be dead at this point.
Right.
Who now shows up at the end of Age of Ultron. Now, we know, he can't stay dead after this movie.
Well, he could go back to being dead.
I'm talking about Fury.
Right.
No, I know. How many people that's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
so Fury. He can't stay dead. So why are we still in this mode where, the Avengers can't know that Phil Coulson is still alive? We can't tell them. That would just ruin everything. We cannot tell them that Coulson is alive.
Actually, there is a logic for that.
Really?
Because if you saw Age of Ultron, then you know that you cannot trust these people to do the... Oh, wait, never mind. Tony Stark's on that team. He's a menace.
Yeah.
He's a menace to everyone around him.
Just makes poor choices.
Nobody.
All of them. He makes all the poor choices.
Nobody comes out looking good in Avengers, except maybe Cap. And Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Hawkeye really got his moments.
Yes, he did. He's got some of the best lines of the film.
Oh yes.
Although his whole storyline completely out of the blue, and ruins so many other possibilities that fans were hoping to see at some point.
Okay, I've told you before. Do not go to those sites.
Okay. No, I'm not saying.
I'm telling you because no. The reason
does not
is
tell the truth.
No, I'm just saying that. No, it's the shipping sites.
I'm talking about the actual character histories from the comic books.
Okay, but
that people are looking there and go, Hawkeye, okay, we've got Hawkeye and we got Mockingbird.
Yeah, but hold on, we've also pretty much we have departed massively from we were in a way we were playing in sort of the ultimate universe from the Ultimate line of right. comics.
I'll take your word for that.
Sure.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, there's
we'll go with that.
There's yeah. the 616 universe, which is the mainstream comics.
Oh God, here we go. Let me get my paper and pencil.
No, you don't even need it because it's all about to change.
yeah, it's all yeah, going
it's,
away.
It's all broke. They broke it no. all this. They broke it all this week. So there's a 616 universe, which is basically your right.
the main line, the main Marvel titles,
and yes. then the Ultimate line was
your reboot.
Well, no, it wasn't a reboot. It was basically it was literally an alternate universe where the Marvel where the history of the Marvel universe played out a little different.
Okay.
So they got to go back and start all the characters from scratch.
So a lot of the creative teams got to do things with your characters.
Sure.
Without getting yelled at for changing the characters.
Right.
So you could have a different Spider-Man. You could have okay. something, you know, your Mr. Fantastic could end up being a villain. Captain America could end up being president and stuff like that.
So what the cool part about it was that it meant that you got to do a new version of Peter Parker, but mm-hmm. you could still have the grown-up version of Peter Parker that people have been reading for 30, 40 years, but you could start over without having to make it, you know, without breaking things.
You can make your new stories.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or you could retell old stories that had been told poorly, Clone Saga.
Brand New Day.
In a new way.
Brand new day. Okay. God. Brand New Day. I don't know what you're talking about. I refuse to believe that saga ever existed.
That never happened.
But the thing is that lives with the
prequel trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah. Starting this week, the Marvel Universe gets a whole new... Well, they had
the
Crisis on Infinite Earths. I mean,
Secret War
Crisis of the Marvel
Battle Zone.
God, yeah. It's just anyway.
What? That is the most clunky title.
No, it's,
you made that
up for something.
I mean, we did. It's called Secret Wars. They are pulling a title from what? 15 years ago?
No, longer than that.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Yeah,
easy.
The Secret Wars now is basically Marvel's version of Crisis on Infinite Earths, where they are breaking all of the universes apart, mashing them all up into Battle World,
mm-hmm.
where they must fight or whatever, and the outcome of this will be a completely new, brand new universe, brand new continuity that mashes everything together into one. It's just going to be the Marvel Universe from here on out.
Otherwise known as Crisis on Infinite Earth, the different company.
Yeah.
30 years later.
That doesn't even spell anything.
And we've wandered way far afield.
How can they do that?
Well, to loop back around.
But to your point, yes, this is another alternate universe.
This is a completely separate universe than what they were doing with the comic book. So in the comic, Hawkeye and
Mockingbird
are a couple, married, divorced, she's dead, she's not dead, she's been replaced by a Skrull. It's complicated. Their relationship
is.
Yeah, their relationship is complicated, and just like it is on the show.
Well, and some people were thinking that Black Widow and Hawkeye were a thing because she's wearing the arrow pendant on in Winter Soldier.
I thought that's what they were saying.
Yes, well, unfortunately, don't pay attention to the press junkets because Jeremy Renner keeps getting himself in trouble by opening his mouth and saying really dumb things on, you know.
Well, and Whedon hasn't been doing himself any favors lately either.
No, they haven't. But the thing is that you have this, the movies definitely have their own complete continuity.
Yeah,
it's completely separate because even, you know, Nick Fury in the Ultimate Universe looks remarkably like Samuel Jackson,
which was not an accident.
Nick Fury in the 616 universe is a World War II veteran whose age is incredibly slowly and is very, very white
mm-hmm.
with the eye patch. Only, but he has a son, Nick Fury Jr., who looks kind of like a young Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
because they sort of, you know, Samuel Jackson is Nick Fury. Why not? So you're allowed to do this.
But that was a way to explain away how you have a white Nick Fury and a black Nick Fury
right,
in
exactly.
the comics is that it's father and son.
Right. Yeah. So you end up with, but you also end up with things like the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver in the comic
mm-hmm.
are the children of Magneto.
Yes.
Okay.
Who can't be part of this because he's in the X-Men continuity and 20th Century Fox has it.
Right, so instead you have a completely new origin for them in Avengers because they're basically created, you know, by Baron Strucker and Hydra and all this stuff.
Hail Hydra!
Yeah. All hail Hydra! But then you have the X-Men Quicksilver, who's also not a kind of implied that he might be the son of Magneto.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a sister that we see.
Huh. Right. Wait, well, we saw them when they were younger.
Yeah, so, I mean,
we saw them when they were children, but not the. We didn't see the grown-up.
Now, to make matters even worse, the ultimate version of Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, which...
I'm rubbing my head again.
Yeah, it gets even better. They're kind of a couple.
Oh, right. Wait, that's wrong.
Yeah,
wait,
well, yeah,
they were
right.
Brother and sister.
They are.
They are.
They are brother and sister, but they're kind of a couple.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wait, in the same universe?
In the ultimate universe.
In the ultimate universe.
This is the alternate universe. We can play with the characters.
They
are both in the ultimate universe.
They are both brother and sister and a couple?
No.
At the same time?
That's what we're asking.
Not two Quicksilvers and two Scarlet Witch. Yes. Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Who are brother and sister.
Our brother and sister, and kind of a couple in the Ultimate Universe.
That's what I was saying.
Maya's going to
like
explode
six times.
Yes.
Yes.
And I said, kept saying yes, yes. Okay. So in the mainstream, the mainstream 616 universe.
Who writes this?
We don't have any of that. Okay. So it's just, no, they're just literally brother and sister. They're both Avengers.
Right.
Scarlet Witch is much more of a gypsy flair, much more of a superhero costume kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Quicksilver is, so there's this whole thing has got this own little spin on the idea of the character. So if Bobby, Hawkeye has a wife and kids in the Ultimate line, he had a wife and kids that Black Widow kills. And he goes to the hospital.
That's dark.
And Hawkeye goes to the hospital where people don't realize that, she's not everyone realizes that she's betrayed the team and he basically just straight up murders her. So it's a different world.
Yeah.
So this is
much
actually
different.
This is better. Monster. This is better. Everyone, happy. They're children.
Sort of. Yeah.
This
together.
Is. Yeah. This is. This is a better scenario, certainly.
For
but,
most people involved.
But it was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
It was a surprise.
Sure.
That because we knew going into we had heard that this was Hawkeye's farmhouse, but we hadn't heard anything else about any of the rest of it.
Now,
all of that has nothing to do with this episode.
No.
Except the plot is better developed at the farmhouse
than anything we got tonight. Well, and the bulk of the episode is spent on this idea that all the S.H.I.E.L.D. kids need to play nice together. That's one thread.
Yes.
As Coulson makes an incredibly
stupid decision.
First of several dumb decisions tonight.
What was his decision?
Well, yeah, it kind of.
No, the first dumb decision he made was not looking at them and going, now, may I remind you, I'm the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. Do what you're told.
Yeah, because at that point, now that we have revealed what Theta Protocol is, now that we have revealed that Nick Fury is still alive, there is nothing that prevents Phil Coulson from looking at all of those people and say, I'm the boss. There's no reason for this council to continue to exist now that we've gotten past Age of Ultron.
We actually get a reason. He gives us a reason. It's just a dumb one.
Well, it's a hand of the writer one.
Well, Fury had the council to advise him. Do you guys remember Avengers? Remember what the council said? Nuke New York.
And you remember what Fury did?
He said
turned everything off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's like, oh wow, why are we doing? Oh, this is gonna end badly.
And it does.
And it does.
And it does.
Well, he makes bad decisions on his side, and.
Well, and Gonzalez does some pretty stupid things too. But
so does Sky's mother, whose name I can never remember. She makes bad decisions too. Waiting until after she sent Reyna to say,
I don't know that that was.
Oh well, see, there's another that's another issue because all of a sudden we have. And we're jumping way ahead. Yes. But that's okay.
We've got to get through the plot somehow.
all the S.H.I.E.L.D. people decide, okay, we got to play nice together. All right. Bobby is still having her issues.
Yes.
We've got the team deciding now that they've got Lincoln tagged and bagged.
And Sky.
Then when they take them back, they're able to track
Gordon
back to Afterlife.
Yes. Yes.
So now S.H.I.E.L.D. knows where Afterlife is. Right. So they're going to go talk to them. just talk, no big whoop, yeah, have some coffee, do a little talk, you know. And that's going to be the thing.
This, by the way, is a bad plan.
It is a very bad plan.
Now, Raina, on the other hand, has been outed as a manipulator.
Yeah. Not as of yet point in
the history. She's like the boy who cries wolf, right?
Yes.
So she's got this history of always wanting something better for herself.
Right.
Yes. And she's even said as much to Gordon, I haven't figured out what it is I'm supposed to be here for yet, but I sense that there's great things for me, you know. So she said they're setting her up to be this big villain.
In past episodes that she's been talking to people. She's
questioning the authority of J.E.
Yeah, and you know she's manipulating. Yeah, exactly.
So they've been planting.
Well,
all
we also
these
saw
seeds.
Her at the beginning, or not beginning, but the early in the episode, she was giving Vision advice to people there.
Right. She's kind of become a little bit of a soothsayer. Yeah. She's gaining the trust of the populace.
You know, and I've had this question myself.
Happy, positive
what
message.
What keeps her from making stuff up at some point?
Absolutely nothing.
Do you think she was, I mean, I thought so she could have been making that one up.
It was completely plausible. This was the one thing that was plausible tonight, was that she could have made that up to put herself in a position of power.
Right. But as we've seen from the promos, her vision of fire raining down from Quinjets apparently looks like it actually is going to be the case. Because S.H.I.E.L.D. does some kind of stupid stuff.
They
go in. Now, Coulson is supposed to meet with Jiang.
And that doesn't happen.
Gonzalez goes instead.
Mm-hmm. Because that makes...
Because plot...
Oh, wait, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Okay,
sure does, because Gonzalez is a recurring character and Coulson is the star. So when Jiang breaks open the Terrigen Crystal kills Gonzalez, then it's okay because we still have Coulson.
Right, but here's the logic flaw that makes all of this unnecessary unless you've got the hand of the writer. This should... There's so many things
strap
wrong.
Yourselves in,
there's
folks.
So
here we
many
go.
Things wrong here. No, it's not even going to be that. It's just okay. So here's the situation: you have a potentially incredibly powerful group of people you don't know anything about.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. You have one in with this group of people. It's somebody you know. Mm-hmm. It's somebody you trust. It's someone who trusts you. Mm-hmm. It's someone you've got a strained relationship right now. This is true. Okay,
well, that happens.
But still, there's a bond, there's a connection, there's mm-hmm. you know, you've built this relationship. It matters. Along comes the worst advisory board ever, and they say, "Hey, let's not use that bond, that connection, that in you have with this leader of a potentially earth-shatteringly mm-hmm. powerful group of people who." I don't know. They have laser eyes or, you know, atomic breath or we have a teleporter. And you know what the thing about a teleporter is?
Bring a bomb.
Yeah, you can bring a bomb and leave it.
Well, they say that
too. Well, yeah, but the thing is that, you know, it's like, so let's make it more likely that we're going to have a situation that's going to be a conflict.
Yeah.
Let's do everything in our actual power to make this be a really bad thing.
Well,
right,
and that's complicated by the fact that we get the reveal of what they've got in the hold of the ship, which is a Kree device that apparently was designed to destroy all the Inhumans from thousands of years ago because the Kree decide, oh, we made a mistake.
And luckily, S.H.I.E.L.D. has the same security issues that Hydra does, which is they have crap security. Okay, now, a couple things to unpack here, first of all. We have the strange alien device on a boat.
Yes.
Check.
Okay. So boats sink.
Check.
Okay.
They can also move, though.
Well, this is also true. But you know what you do with things that you don't really know what they are or what they can do or have a lot of control over? I don't know. You don't put them on something that's mobile full of a bunch of people. That seems like a really bad plan. Not to mention... Oh, crap. We had a few thousand agents on that boat. Oh, crap. They're all dead now. Oh, well. You know, it's just, you know, you bury the thing deep, and then you have someone check on it with a camera. Oh, wait. Cameras. That's the other thing we forgot on this boat with the alien artifact, security cameras so that people can teleport in and nobody notices, till Hunter comes around a corner from where? Doing what?
Bathroom.
He was in the writer's room.
He was in the writer's room. They said, oh, crap. We need someone to actually, I'll go.
Save it for coffee.
Speaking of going, we're going to do that. We're going to take a break real quick and go for coffee.
Yes.
And we will be back to talk more about the ka-thunk, ka-thunk, ka-thunk when we get back. Level 1187 continues.
That was an amble dropping.
Yes. Right after this. Stand by.
Podcasting is our superpower. This is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
All right, you all listening to Level 1187, you are no doubt true believers of some stripe, as are we. And some of you are probably even fans of the Distinguished Competition. So, now that the first wave of DC Comics television shows are on the air, it's time to talk about them. Our new DC TV podcast, we call it The Rogues Gallery. And you can hear that same place you hear everything else, right here on Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
Hi, folks. My name is Timothy Hardy, and I am one of the co-hosts of H2O, the weekly show about everything genre that I host with Mr. Jason Hunt. And we talk about pretty much anything you need to hear about, or want to hear about, or didn't know you needed to hear about, in the world of sci-fi, fantasy, horror, science fiction, all these great things that we cover every week. And it is just an opportunity for you to tune in and listen to some really, really fun stuff. H2O, scififorme.com. We'd love to have you listen.
Hi, this is Jason Hunt. And if you're one of the dedicated listeners for this show, first of all, thank you. Second, you are sharing with others, are you not? And you should be aware by now, we have many shows as part of Sci-Fi for Me Radio. Our Marvel discussion on Level 1187, the DC chat on the Rogues Gallery, Sci-Fi for Chicks talking about various topics, which we also do in mixed company on the Echo Chamber, and H2O, which is our one-on-one discussion between Mr. Harvey and myself, now syndicated over at Amazing Stories Magazine. Sci-Fi for Me Radio is more than one show, and we'd like to invite you to join us for all of it, or at least try it out and see what you think. And also check out Sci-Fi for Me TV. That's our YouTube channel where we have interviews, convention panel video, and Week in Review, where we deliver a digest of the news of the week. All part of giving you the most bang for your buck. Oh yeah, wait, no, it's free. So check it out. Sci-Fi for Me Radio and Sci-Fi for Me TV. All part of scififorme.com, your portal to the science fiction multiverse.
And now, back to Level 1187, the only 100% Hydra-free podcast on the internet. Hail Hydra.
That is the sound of the plots for tonight's episode.
Needs more reverb.
Just, more just, clang.
Well, or maybe something like that.
That's a little better. Yeah.
Yes. So...
Yeah, a little too much bounce there.
Those are the
George of the Jungle.
Those are the the sounds of the plot for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight. The episode Scars. It is sort of metaphorical.
I think we're all scarred from it, actually.
Well, yeah, it.
Tim well, is
it,
for sure.
It's metaphorical, but it's also, I think, one of the biggest problems. I mean, we kind of got away from plot pretty heavily to talk about what's
really?
Awful here,
we
but.
Did?
But let's jump ahead to the end where the big reveal is, because sure. we mentioned that Gonzalez goes to meet her, and
Jia Ying,
thank you, and it becomes this sort of oddly enough for all the concerns, Gonzalez is very reasonable. He's explaining his situation.
Yep,
he's explaining
yep.
the president. He's doing the thing that you
just
kept waiting for him
protect
to
protect everyone.
And you,
yeah,
yeah,
I kept,
you kept
waiting for him to jump, like pull a jump on her.
Exactly, and so you're waiting for him.
And actually, he actually conducted himself. Well,
and,
for
you know,
him.
And yeah. you're going, hang on, okay, all right, great. And then all of a sudden, from out of nowhere,
mm-hmm. yes, she pulls a Barbara Keene.
She pulls a Barbara Keene. And you're going, and folks, if you didn't get the reference, then thank goodness you have not been watching Gotham this season, because
what,
you and
that?
You have
no, this last episode of Gotham
yourself.
Was that not crazy?
Okay, if We're this show talking. Gets renewed,
Gotham,
yeah,
it got renewed months ago.
If this show
And it is something. Okay,
I blocked that out.
We will.
We
will tease it here and let you know that we will be discussing what's wrong with Barbara Keane as well as everything else over on Rogues Gallery, which is our DC Comics podcast. This one being, of course, the Marvel podcast.
The short version is "Kill It with Fire."
not our podcast.
Not our podcast. Gotham. No, just the writing staff of Gotham.
Just to let you know, the management does not advocate the killing of anybody, any people.
However, should you have fire?
No.
Should you have fire?
So out of the blue, Jiaying
is revealed as being the big bad. She's the soup. She's the evil villain. She's the crazy psychotic.
Yeah.
You know,
she's got the secret
war with humanity.
And it turns out,
she's been cooking her own version of
shield to the ground.
Well, it turns out that the Inhumans in Afterlife, apparently they only have five diviners.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to continue to facilitate people's transformation through the Terrigen Mist, they have come up with a way to create their own Terrigen crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of this, she's got her little blue Terrigen crystal that she's got there.
There is a wrinkle, however. It's not just a pure Terrigen crystal.
Right, because it does have
they
some impurities.
From one of the diviners.
Exactly. They've melted down a diviner, and we all know when a human touches a diviner...
They turn to stone.
Yes. Which is what happens.
Very crumbly stone. Almost like charred stuff.
Sorry.
What?
So this crystal is infused with bits of metal.
Everybody must get stoned.
So the crystal's infused with diviner stone.
Yep. And so Jiaying breaks this Terrigen crystal on her desk rather angrily.
It's a very dramatic moment.
And Gonzalez is dead. But...
He stays
alive long enough for Jiaying to monologue.
Yes, well,
for him to be able to say
and
a
twirl
little bit.
Her mustache.
Every now and again, you need to have a good monologue.
Well, sure, and you know the last to go was his lip, so he got to have a last word.
She has not. We have not gotten any indication at all whatsoever that Jiaying had any of this in her personality.
No, this
came completely out of the blue.
Yes, it did.
Except that we've always known that her main goal is to protect these people.
But there's a difference between protecting and starting a war that she's going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, she shoots herself in the shoulder.
Yes,
lies that Gonzalez tried to kill me. He tried to kill me. This is war. You could just see.
Oh God! As soon as she said
demeanor.
This is war, it was just like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, when her demeanor, you know, her whole demeanor changed right there when she said that right before she passes out. I was like, really?
Well, okay, let me ask this. Gordon and Raina actually saw the Kree stone on the ship.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or the Kree, whatever it was.
Right.
And
the key element of that is that S.H.I.E.L.D. has it.
S.H.I.E.L.D. has it, which is a threat to the Inhumans.
Right.
Okay, but so, you know how you resolve this threat? You sit down with Phil Coulson and you have a conversation. Oh, wait, we already had this discussion, the fact that...
Sorry, it's not going to happen.
Ignore the sensible, logical, save lives approach.
Well, we've been doing that ever since Real S.H.I.E.L.D. got introduced.
Yeah, that's very true.
Of course.
Not a big fan of Real S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nobody's been doing the sensible thing in this show
for
a while.
Well, characters acted really weird tonight.
Yes, they did.
I mean, actually, the only two characters who actually were in the same kind of... space were actually Coulson and Skye.
Oh no,
and
there were
Cal.
A couple more.
And Cal.
No, not even Cal.
Cal's taken his poison. He's taken his potions.
Cal has been.
We're getting
Cal
ready
was
to see.
Really, actually, very reasonable and logical and sensible.
Yes, but
he's
over the last couple of episodes, he has been making an effort to be like that. So this is a progression that I can buy.
Yes,
but
when he gave himself up to S.H.I.E.L.D. He had taken whatever was in those vials.
Mm-hmm.
He knew
that
there was something coming. That basically he was putting himself out there.
He was juicing up.
Well, but the thing is that he's now we've now revealed that his wife, Skye's mom, is just as crazy as he is. But again, that came from completely out of left field.
Right.
And actually it's in direct contradiction of the way that she's been behaving towards him and the way she's been behaving either she has a switch that they flipped, where she went from being, you know, protector of the city, reasonable. We'd like to be left alone. Can you just leave us alone?
Well, let's put it this way: Cal never threatened her or anybody on that island. He was unstable,
right? But
and she
I think to Tim's point, though, is the behavior that Jiang has demonstrated up until this episode,
mm-hmm. yes.
has always been benevolent mother figure. I'm going to take care of everyone, put right. a warm fuzzy blanket over everyone, and just going to protect everyone, hide them, keep them safe. And here it is, like it's like.
Don't poke Mother Bear.
It's like rabbits, you know, burying their young in the little burrow and covering them up, and they're all safe and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what rabbits do when the baby rabbits come out and they weren't all quite what you expected them to be? These rabbits decapitate their kids. They rip their heads off. Of baby rabbits, if they're deformed in any way, not developed in any way, they smell wrong, anything like that. I found 3 dead ones out in the backyard today.
Or if the dogs suddenly make lot of noise one night.
Yeah, and they eat those rabbits' heads. I mean, they cannibalize each other. And that's what we got tonight. We got rabid, crazy mama rabbit ready to kill anybody.
There were very few decapitations tonight, though.
No, we didn't get any of that yet.
If you haven't seen the episode yet and you were thinking, watch decapitations?
If you haven't seen, seen the episode yet, why are you listening to
this? I know.
Right?
But still,
she did break off Cole's, Gonzalez's hand, but it was already stone.
Right.
Well, it's a complete out of left field, very much. Why did, what happened here? And honestly, it's also so... hate to say it's obvious because it was out of left field, but at the same time, it's so obvious because now the conflict between for the 2-hour season finale next week, the conflict is going to be the father figure of Coulson versus the mother figure
of Jiang,
and you're going to be going
and sky's in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna come down to
ugly divorce case.
It's like. Choose which one of us, which parent are you going to go with?
And we haven't even talked about...
Mom, Dad, you're tearing me apart.
Yeah, and we haven't even talked about Ward and 33.
Right.
And that whole thing, because now they've got, you know, 33 apparently has recovered.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes, Bobby thinks that she's going in a Quinjet with May. Turns out it is 33, but it was in terrible editing.
Why
on
did
this.
She? Right. How did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How did she not know that May was the piloting the other plane?
Because they hadn't left yet. May 33 and Bobby, 33 disguised as May, says they want us to go ahead.
And scout.
They left early, so they leave in a Quinjet early, and then suddenly we see May is flying the plane that's got Gonzalez and the rest of the team on it, and it was like, wait, well, huh? And then there's the reveal that. The other May is actually 33 wearing her little mask.
Now, it would have been much more fun if she would have been on the plane with Gonzalez.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that would have been a nice little complicating thing because...
Well, that's not what happened. Yeah.
No.
So she basically lands the plane.
Lands the plane. Bobby gets out and Ward shoots her.
Mm-hmm. Or ices her.
And Bobby gets out because...
Yeah, Bobby... Well,
to get shot.
She gets out of the plane so that she can be shot. Yeah, exactly. That is exactly the reason.
The thing about it is, if they're going to kill her... Which they're not, because she's getting her own spinoff show.
Wait, what?
If they're gonna kill her, why not just kill her?
Right.
Because they have not told her their plan yet.
Well, yeah, but still,
they got a monologue.
And it is the.
They obviously have some use for her.
They need an audience. They gotta someone to tell their plan.
They got to have her to do something.
Right.
It's not entirely clear why.
And then they're going to kill her.
Yeah.
Well,
after
they. Implied that 33 and Bobby have a history.
Yeah.
And there's something 33 can't
I was trying to remember
for.
What it, you know, if we had seen it, but
I
don't
they
recall.
Did, they did have some moments when 33 was brought to the SHIELD base.
Yes.
And was going through her recovery.
Sure.
Bobby was there holding her hand, comforting her, trying to be the friend.
There's something before that. There's something
so 33
before that.
Referenced that, but she said, you were trying to figure out if I still remembered. So remembered what?
Yeah, is there something before that?
There was something before that Bobby did.
Right.
That or that she
left 33 feeling.
She blames her for it in any case, whether she did it on purpose or realizes that she did it. You know, it's
what happened when they all stormed
in the middle of our war for the afterlife. We're going to get a Bobby 33 flashback that takes us completely out of the flow of the episode.
Yes.
Maybe not. They may just leave that one totally hanging till next season.
No, because Bobby's not going to be on next season because she's getting the spinoff show.
At the beginning of the...
Yeah, because half of what we've got going right now, all of the Bobby stuff and the Bobby and Hunter and Matt quitting and all of that stuff, that's the setup for the new show.
So now 33 wasn't part of the original team that came in.
No. That was just Sky, May.
No, I'm talking several episodes back. Oh. When we first saw Hunter and Bobby and...
There was Hunter. Was Mac. Hunter. Help me out.
There was another woman.
Lucy Lawless's character.
Yes, that's it.
Hartley.
Hartley.
Thank you. Right. It was Hunter, Hartley. There were two others.
Okay.
Not Mac. Mac came in separately.
Okay. So do you think that's what she's... No, because she wasn't part of that.
No, because she wasn't part of that.
Okay, it had to be before that then.
Yeah.
Which means we'll get a flashback if we get it addressed at all.
But at the end, Ward plugs her with two or three shots.
She's waking up.
Icer.
Yeah, they were icers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the blue is a giveaway.
Yeah.
So we also have the exit... Apparent exit of Mac. Mm-hmm.
It's a comic book resignation.
Oh God, yes.
Meaning?
It's like a comic book death. It's not permanent.
Oh right. Well,
he resigns.
It's kind of like sports figures.
Because he's basically said, and he just flat out tells Coulson, "You've got alien blood in you. I don't trust you. I don't trust you to be in charge. I'm leaving."
Yep. Period. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How is it any different?
We have a new job.
We have aliens and metahumans flying around.
Uh-huh.
Quote unquote protecting the Earth.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have a Hulk.
Sure.
And you have a problem
with him having a little bit of something else going on in his bloodstream.
The thing to me just felt like another one of these. It's a contrived setup moment to pay off something at some point.
That's because it's a contrived setup moment to pay off something at some point.
Yeah.
Except that he has repeated that line more than once.
Yes, it's true.
I mean, so that part is consistent.
Yeah. Well, actually, he is.
You know, it has been his consistent line over and over again.
But you know what's going to happen.
Pray tell.
If Mac doesn't come back, you will have the same... How shall I put this?
I don't know.
The same...
Hit that sound effect button again.
Rabid reactionaries who complained that they killed off the black guy, and if Mac doesn't come back, they've done away with another black guy. Another person of color has fallen.
I don't know. I think most people have now been.
If Mac doesn't come back,
we've been numbed by the relentless display of that kind of. Well, no. We've been numbed by the relentless display of that on The Walking Dead. So it's like,
you know, because the same people that complained about Trip getting killed. Despite the fact that it was the actor's contract and all of that stuff.
But okay, but...
They're going to complain because Mac is the only other person of color left besides May.
Well, sure, but...
if he leaves and he doesn't come back, then you're going to have those same people...
Well, actually, we do have another one.
We have Deathlock.
But he's not as regular.
Well, okay, but...
He's not a regular.
But again...
He could be.
Well, yeah. He'll
probably be on the new show.
But you know what? Again, audiences want to see themselves reflected in the characters. They're going to want to. So yes, there's going to be an argument to be made that it's very annoying when all of a sudden it's an entire cast full of white people.
Well, and I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying that that's going to be the reaction. Whether there's a story reason, story logic actually does it,
okay,
or if there's mitigating circumstances in the case of this
episode, we know there's not a story logic for it because this entire episode is not story logic based.
That's true.
But if I've always maintained that he should have been Nick Cage. He should have been Luke Cage from Power Man for the.
But he's not.
But he's
he's got the look.
He's definitely got the look and the size.
Yeah.
So. But you know, if he's off to do something else, if he's something else with his career, if his contract is up, all those different things that it could be, then all power to him. But if it's a comic book resignation, he'll be back. In fact, he could be back in the season finale, where he comes back to save the team
just in time, and that's what's going to happen.
And if he does that, it's going to be like, did you bring a helicarrier? Then get out. I already got a helicarrier. I don't need you if you didn't bring a helicarrier.
It's going to be Mac and Fitz.
Well, you know what?
Something. Mac and Fitz are going to do something because they still have to mend fences.
Well, I'll be perfectly honest. That'll kind of be okay because they do have great chemistry.
Yeah, they do.
But it's just...
Because you still got a little bit of a tension between Fitz and Simmons. I mean, it's not as bad. And Simmons is not as crazy
as,
but although, as she
well,
has been before.
We just haven't seen it, I don't think, as much. Right. I still think it's there.
But hang on. So we had the scene with little hula girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As soon as I saw that, mm-hmm. you know what's going to happen next episode?
What's that?
There's going to be a moment when Skye has to choose, and Coulson's going to make his argument, and her mother's going to make the argument, and she's going to see the hula girl. And she's going to remember the importance of friendship, because friendship is magic. And by God, she's going to stand with the...
it's
going to be...
It's Chekhov's hula girl. So, well, or Gemma planted something in
I
there.
Really but want Chekhov's hula
I
girl.
Write that story.
Exactly.
That could be a short film.
Oh, wow. Chekhov's hula girl.
I wondered
if there was a tracking device in the hula.
Yeah, I thought about that, and then I thought, no, they don't need that.
Well,
because they figured out
where Afterlife is from the scans from Deathlock.
Well... Right. Yeah. Sort of.
So that's
from Gordon.
But it's Deathlock's scans of Gordon. They were able to take that and identify what that energy signature is, so then they could track him again.
I see.
That's where that came from. Now, it wasn't very clear.
No, it wasn't.
In the episode, obviously, apparently.
Oh, look at the energy signature. We can track him now.
Yeah, but they got that from Deathlock's data download that they got. Uh-huh. Speaking of which, where was he today? This time.
Don't know.
Downloading
data. He was off doing a thing.
He was
with
recovering.
Sam and Billy.
Maybe he got his eye back.
I doubt it.
Some eye back. Please give him some eyeball.
But we've got war coming next week.
Oh, God. Yes, we do.
What is it good for?
Thank you. I was wondering if it was going to come up with it. I don't know.
It felt really, really disappointing. There's just no way around.
It was just ka-thunky.
Yeah.
I mean, it just really was.
Push the button, Max.
I already closed the window. But yeah, it was. It just felt like
it was such a hand of the writer.
Rearranging the chairs on the deck of the Titanic almost. You know? It was like, we're going down the end of the season. Let's just throw a bunch of story stuff out there.
Is there like a contractual reason why they don't have any crossover from the TV show into the movies, do you think?
Money. That and the TV series, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's these on ABC or the ones on Netflix, those are all produced by ABC Television and Marvel Studios. Whereas your films are all being done by Marvel Studios and Disney. Mostly Marvel Studios. I mean, Marvel Studios is the controlling factor in both of them, but ABC Television is the other studio part of the television productions. They're even part of the Netflix shows. So,
but
the,
wouldn't it
the
benefit
legal
everybody?
Contracts... are no. going to be with completely different entities. So if you want, like,
lawyers.
Jamie Alexander shows up as Sif, that's not part of her movie contract. That's a completely separate contract for the TV show.
Yes.
Anybody else would be the same way. Scarlett Johansson.
It's been done before.
It's been done before, but they're not doing it the other way.
Tell me they don't
They're
have
not doing
money.
It the other way. They
no,
can't,
they're
they
not.
Can't do the TV people word, into the movie.
Word has it that they made a lot of money this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not couple as, extra bucks.
Not as much as they should have, though, because that whole Mayweather
the boxing.
Pacquiao fight that apparently wasn't much of a fight, I guess, is what I heard.
I hear someone won.
Okay.
I think that's a fair assessment.
I really didn't care in any way, shape, or form.
No. But there were enough people that did care that they stayed home and watched that fight, and Avengers did not make the $230 million everybody was projecting. It only made $188. I mean, it was that much of an impact.
Scandalous.
It's a shame that it hasn't already been open in Europe, like, a week ago, and had already made back its entire production budget in the first week of being open.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
other than that,
yeah. I mean, it has done it's already close to $800 million at least.
Yeah. Which,
I think that could pay for a couple of lawyers to draw.
It might be enough money,
but again, that's not the ABC television studios.
Yeah, but
which makes the TV shows.
I understand.
They don't have the money.
I get that. I get that. I just think that they're missing out.
And you're, well,
without having some kind of a nod the other way.
Yeah, they didn't bring the TV people into the movies either.
Right.
They do the nods to the
and a lot of people think
movies into the TV.
Yes, and a lot of people think that people from the TV shows should be showing up in the films.
Somewhere. Sure.
But if they were to do that, then it invites the whole Coulson is dead, Coulson is alive, why aren't we telling anybody, Coulson, oh, wait, hold it, wait, no, we've got to tell a story here. And everybody will get distracted by Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Coulson, as opposed to, let's tell the Captain America story, let's tell the whatever
they're
story.
Have to
All they had to do was have
point.
Him standing on the deck of that helicarrier.
Yep.
Yeah, well,
that's
you know.
All they had to do. He didn't even have to say a line.
Well,
just wave. Hi. Remember me?
This has been a problem since Winter Soldier, because for all the stuff that was going on, that would have been the best opportunity for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV cast to show up as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in Winter Soldier when S.H.I.E.L.D. is falling apart and you're dealing with all of this.
Right.
And they didn't. Because Coulson's dead in the movies, according to Joss Whedon. And, you know, as long as Whedon has been there, he has been pretty adamant about Coulson not being alive in the films.
So maybe he has a master plan somewhere.
Well, he's done. He's done with Marvel. Oh. His contractual obligation is over. After, you know, Age of Ultron was his last one, and he's done. Because you can tell by all the bridges that he's burning on his press tour that he's done with Marvel. And
what about the show, though?
Well, he's an executive producer and a co-creator, but he's not running it. His brother and his sister-in-law are running it. Okay. So it's still technically a Whedon show, but Joss doesn't have very much to do with it outside of just consulting on story and general stuff. But see, that raises the question then, if Joss is done, how long are Jed and Marissa going to stick around and stay on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? And if they leave, what does that show turn into? Because then it's no longer a Whedon show. Your writing team is going to be so completely different. I mean, Jeffrey Bell and the other one, I can't remember the other one's name, they're going to be the showrunners on the new show. Which I'm still predicting is going to be some kind of secret Avengers, Secret Warriors thing with Sky. I have a feeling that Sky is going to flip over to the spinoff as well.
It's certainly possible.
Well, that way she wouldn't have to choose between mommy or daddy. She'd just leave them both.
Just run away.
Run away.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're still going to have Kill It With Fire next week. Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, towns will burn, but of course that's not Adeline.
Places will crumble.
Right.
They still have to. They still can reveal that city is still out there somewhere, because we've got 4 years to build to Inhumans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we did officially get that today.
So you can't kill off all the Inhumans.
No, No, well, no, there's no way you're going to be able to do that anyway, because there's too many of them. I say, well, I'll just go to Fiji.
Haiti. No, Tahiti.
No, Fiji.
Fiji?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, it's not quite as magical a place, but there's slightly less alien blood.
Huh.
Unless you want to count the gamma irradiated blood in Dr. Banner. Oh, wait. Spoiler.
No, wait. What?
We've spoiled all over the place.
But we
did warn you at the beginning of the show.
This is true.
If you hadn't seen the movie yet, you should not listen to this show yet.
Right.
We did say that. And if you want to complain,
you can take it up with the complaints department.
No, you just do what everybody else does. Yell at us through Twitter. Right? Right?
Of course.
Use your words. Use your nice, shiny four-letter words.
Join the rest of the haters.
Somebody's yelling at us?
No, they were yelling at Joss. That was a Joss Whedon's left Twitter thing.
All right.
Yep.
Well, because the internet is where people reasonably discuss things in calm, quiet voices.
Of course I've noticed
that. Using logic and rational.
Yes.
I can't even finish this sentence. It's not even positive. It just doesn't work.
It's just not coming
Well-thought-out arguments is what you're trying to say.
Well, no, that's what I would say if I actually thought there were well-thought-out arguments.
No. It's being sarcastic.
Yeah. It's a thing.
It's a thing. And unfortunately, you get to... This has been a relatively strong season for this show. I mean, we have not been shy about saying the first half of the first season was something we were disappointed with.
Actually, the first couple of episodes of the first season were really strong, and then it floundered
for about six.
Yeah,
which lost a lot of audience.
Yeah,
yep.
And then as soon as the Winter Soldier came out, the show kind of just really
took off.
Picked back up.
Great strengths and solid storytelling. Mm-hmm. And this season,
fun spy stuff,
has felt really, really good. Mm-hmm. And then the last little stretch here, it's been...
It's like they're cleaning out the fridge and trying to make dinner out of all the leftovers.
Sometimes you get funky stuff.
Kind of feel like that. And I think the reason for that is... One, Joss is done. Yeah. Two, they've got to set up the spinoff.
Mm-hmm. And they only have one last episode after this.
Well, yeah. One week.
Next week is
a two-hour episode.
But even before this week, they've been in a kind of slow down.
They had to for the movie.
Well, the pacing had to match up to time out to the movie.
Yeah,
and
it's not nearly as bad as last season.
About 3 weeks ago, when all of this started, that's when we started hearing about the spinoff that was going to involve Mockingbird.
Right.
Which kind of spoils the ending for the season because we know she's not going to die.
Wait, what?
Because, you know, they don't have a Lazarus Pit in the Marvel Universe. The last two or three episodes have felt a little off. I think they're juggling too much.
I thought it was because it was setting up and timing and having to get the timing right because of the movie release and everything.
I'm sure that's part of it.
I thought that was what was going on. Okay, so this week should have been gangbusters. This week should have been great storytelling. This week should have been payoff for all kinds of stuff, but it really wasn't.
Right, and given the fact that we are starting a war between S.H.I.E.L.D. and Inhumans, that's one more piece that has me convinced that this is going to be a Secret Warriors is what the spinoff is going to be. Because you know you've got your main conflict between S.H.I.E.L.D. and Inhumans or whatever's going on in the season is in the third season of the show, and then this spinoff is going to be, you know, SEAL Team 6 type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think
possible. Yeah, it's just.
It just feels like a very, very off-balance setup for that.
Right.
Because we haven't had enough time to get to it.
No, and we're not going to have enough time to resolve it.
No, you're not.
Either, because a two-hour episode is really...
What, an hour and 20 minutes?
An hour and 20, and we've got to build the, you know, the war has to happen, and then we have to resolve it.
No, no, no. They'll just get it started.
It'll be for next season.
We'll come right back in the middle of the war. But the thing is...
Well, that could very well be what they do next season because...
They're going to, like, set it up and it'll start.
Because that could be...
That's going to be your cliffhanger.
That could be what they do next season in S.H.I.E.L.D. because we don't have... I mean, we've got Captain America Civil War, but other than that, we really don't have anything to tie into. I mean, Infinity Gauntlet is, you know, Infinity War is not till 2018. We don't have any more Avengers stuff. The next thing, we've got Civil War, but we've also got Thor Ragnarok. So there's really not going to be a whole lot of the film stuff for the TV show to hang on to.
To be setting up.
So you get the two series that work back and forth and counterbalance each other with the whole war thing, because that is putting us on the path that eventually leads to Inhumans movie. Because they've got 4 years, they got to set that up. So we have to fill that time with something.
That's a long time to fill.
So I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're gonna have the beginning of the war, like you said, Maya. We're going to have the beginning of the war. Secret Warriors will cover the underground back and forth, the war, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can do whatever their thing is and can touch on it every now and again. But Secret Warriors will be SEAL Team 6 in the middle of the war between S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Inhumans. And it'll be Sky, Daisy, it'll be Mockingbird, it'll be Hunter.
Mac?
Maybe Mac.
Yeah. Maybe.
What about Fitz?
Fitz and Simmons will stay with the main
They'll
show.
They'll stay with the main show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And maybe Ward becomes Taskmaster, finally. Because that's still hanging out there, that some people think that he still could be end up being Taskmaster.
Well, certainly a version of the character, yeah. It's all
so... And every now and again, Martin Freeman will drop in.
You get the feeling.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yep. Martin Freeman added to the cast of Captain America: Civil War. Who do you think he's going to play?
Which may have everyone. When I first saw that, I actually thought it was Morgan Freeman, and I was going to be like, who is Morgan Freeman going to play? That would be amazing.
That would be cool. I'm still waiting for them to add voice actor. I'm still waiting for them to add David Hasselhoff.
Yep.
And you're going to keep waiting.
Hold out for it. Hold out for it. So Martin Freeman, he might bring a towel.
It could be.
It could be. It
could just be.
Yep.
You'll just bring Benedict Cumberbatch.
Just passing along. Yeah.
Well,
hi. I brought a friend. Is it all right?
How many times are they going to work together?
All of them.
You know? I mean, really? Yeah. I mean, Hobbit, Sherlock, and now they're in the Marvel universe together.
What's Cumberbatch doing?
He's Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
No.
I forgot about that. How could I forget?
Yeah.
Yes. It's so cute.
That's just here. The unfortunately is the really sad part. This is the part that really bothers me. I am not remotely enthusiastic about next week's episode. I mean, when it comes right down to it, it's like, oh, okay, because I have a sneaking feeling how I know how it's going to go.
Okay, let's get your 3 minute wrap up on what next week is going to look like.
Oh, okay. Exactly. It's going to look like Hula Girl. The Hula Girl decision.
The Chekhov's
Hula Girl. Mom and Dad, please stop fighting. Yep. Either they're going to rush to an ending of the war,
which they will,
is going to be like,
no, they won't.
I'm saying either they're going to rush to the ending to the war, where it would be left, and Mom's dead, and Sky's like, I can't work with you anymore, Mr. Coulson, but I don't want to be completely apart, so we're going to go ahead and be on this other secret super team. And you're like, okay, Sky, that's going to be okay.
Well, the secret super team is happening no matter what.
Well, I know, but that's what it's, I mean, it's, but it's how it's going to happen. It's either going to be, you know, I feel really bad that Mom's dead, but she was kind of a crazy psycho, so, you know, it's going to be... Or it's going to be turned into something like you said, where it's going to the arc of the spinoff is going to be this war, which I really don't know is going to work for audiences if you're building up to a big feature film about the Inhumans if you make them the bad guys for most of the show.
Although now the one way they could make it work, maybe,
yeah,
is if you play to the index, because you've got most of next season that you could set up to Civil War, because Civil War just got started shooting.
Yeah,
it's not going to be out until what, April or May next year. So
yeah,
toward the end of the year, mm-hmm. toward the end of the season three, mm-hmm. and season one of the new one. So throughout
so more
the season,
more episodes where we're spinning our wheels as exactly. we wait to tie yeah. into the actual yeah. thing.
And Yay. And the index becomes what in the comic book was the superhero registration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have that is going to be the list
mm-hmm.
that that everybody uses, and that'll become mm-hmm. the point that goes into Civil War. Mm-hmm. And past that point, you still have plenty of time between then and when Inhumans has the movie that you could resolve whatever conflicts are going on, and then the Inhumans get their own place, the space, and Adeline,
you know,
whatever.
Except you're not going to be able to use any of the actual main Inhuman characters. You're going to have all these little spin-offs. You're going to have your Tomorrow People refugee. Mm-hmm. Wait, he yeah. actually is a Tomorrow People refugee.
Yes, hey. Lincoln.
You have your teleporter who has got a really bad attitude. You've got Raina, who nobody can trust, and you've got Psycho Mom, and then everybody else is an extra.
Yep.
So you can't use Black Bolt, you can't use Medusa, you can't use Lockjaw or any of the other
oh, wouldn't that be fun for Lockjaw to show up?
Hey, we got Grodd over on Flash. You can give me Lockjaw and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The budget's bigger. But yeah, no, it's that would be a blast. That'd
wouldn't
be
it?
Awesome. Hey, if they give me that next week, I'll be like, all sins are forgiven. Giant teleporting dog sweeps in and saves everybody. I was like, I'd be like, well played, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well played.
Yes, I don't think he's going to show
no,
up.
No, it's not. It's not going to happen. That's not going to. But no. Yeah, it's just the next week. It's either going to be wrapped up way too soon, mm-hmm. or it's going to be we're going to get to a point that it's all next season.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all. Right. It's like
I have a feeling that's how it's going to. Yeah. Play.
Mom's going to die one way or the other. That's my prediction. Mom's dead.
Nah, not nope. necessarily.
I don't know.
These are Tim's predictions.
She could become the villain for Secret Warriors.
She's dead. I predict she's going to die because that gives Cal a reason to be all the angry.
Yeah, but if...
Which she doesn't really need, but this,
if,
it's the reason.
But if Twin Peaks happens, we may not get Cal McLaughlin as available as he has been.
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
That'll complicate
I fully
that.
Expect it, but it's going to be you know you don't need him to come back every episode. You don't need
no,
him.
That's true.
So, but the thing is that if she's still around, then that's one more reason to keep him on the show more often, because then you have the dynamic between her and Sky and Cal.
Right.
If she's dead, you have the reason to get Daisy, you know, you have the reason for Sky Daisy to leave the main show.
Right.
Because she's dead.
To go chase dad.
Well, or to chase dad, or just because she needs away. She needs to be away.
She needs to get away from both sides.
So that's the one reason, is that mom's dead. Or it's going to be the, you know, oh God, I can't.
Don't make me choose.
I just can't. I have zero interest in watching her for another season of anything. Because this is a character I've actually gotten really, really tired of really fast. Because she's a terrible leader. She's just awful.
You're talking about
Sky.
Okay.
Well, no.
That's what I
No,
think.
Sky's mom.
Oh,
she's a terrible
right.
leader.
But as a villain, she might work.
Well, as a villain, she might work. But the thing is, I just don't care. It's not like Ward. When Ward became more interesting, she's like, oh look, no, now you're a scene. You're chewing the scenery,
mm-hmm.
which is you know a moderate improvement. And the actress is fine. I'm sorry, I can't remember her name.
Deshaun Lockman.
Yeah, she's absolutely fine. I don't like the way the character's written, mm-hmm. because on one hand she's such a
it was such a left turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, but even as just as Sky's mom, she's kind of like her decision making abilities and running this thing is just the plan is bad.
Mm-hmm.
The way they're running Afterlife, the way that you know, let's go. Yeah, let's bring people here and not turn them into Inhumans and then let them leave.
Right.
It's like what are you doing?
Yeah, I didn't quite understand
why they
only
selected.
Well,
yes.
Okay, they did have just a few diviners.
Yeah, they only got five.
Except they've been making their own.
Yeah.
Well, they've been experimenting.
Well, the thing
but
is,
we don't know how long.
But they've been making their own Terrigen crystals.
Whoa. Wait, they make them. They have them go through sort of levels of testing. Remember the girl who went through the Terrigen Mist, mm-hmm. who shouldn't have. Remember, she was going to be denied going through, but her mother wanted her to go through, put her through, and she became this
terrible, evil, whatnot person that they had to kill.
Kind
of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So there is a reason for having people there for a time to find out if having them go through some sort of transformation and granting them some sort of great power.
And that's
is
actually consistent with what Gonzalez is sitting there saying. Some good people get powers. Some bad people get powers.
But what
should have been on the same page.
What do you do?
What
do you do with the folks who don't make the cut?
I don't. Well,
that's when you feed them to the rabbits.
Because if you are a secret society, and keyword there is secret. Yep. You know what you don't do?
Let them leave.
You don't let them leave.
Yeah.
And
this is Hotel California.
And then you get a bunch of people resenting you.
Exactly, because you don't get to be part of the club. You get to go home, and not one single person has ever sat there and went, I've just been returned from a secret base full of alien human hybrids who have, it's like, okay. So, again, do not stare directly at the comic book universe. You will go blind.
It almost feels like... and I hate to even say this, but it almost feels like the Marvel Cinematic Universe is getting a little bit too heavy for itself.
Well, I think
that's a completely other discussion that we could talk about after the season finale.
Yeah.
Well, let's circle back to that, because I think that there are, I don't want to say there's cracks in the universe, but I think there are definitely, it's definitely showing some signs of wear and tear.
I think the one thing that makes me think that's not necessarily the case is that it certainly could be, but there was absolutely no reason, and actually there is no reason to introduce the Inhumans this early.
It's a long time to stretch this.
Because she's not an Inhuman in the comic.
Who?
Oh, Daisy.
Daisy.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
she was Quake.
Well, she is.
Well, Quake is her code name. Daisy Johnson is her name.
Right,
but Quake, Quake is not an Inhuman in the comic.
How does she do her quakey thing?
Daddy. Mr. Hyde has mucked about with his
magic pills.
Has mucked about with his own body chemistry so many times.
Taking some potions.
She's not like.
But they can't make her a mutant. See, she's a mutant in the comic books.
See, I know, but that's the problem. Is that the solution means we now have? I don't know that a solution is a good solution. Because frankly, You either go big with the Inhumans or stop.
I have a feeling that we're going to get. I'm going to stick with my original prediction. I think that Secret Warriors is going to be SEAL Team 6 in the war between SHIELD and the Inhumans, and it's going to be peripheral to whatever's going on in season 3, which kicks off after the finale next week, which we will discuss next week, and we're going to go ahead and head out this week. Because we've gone really long, and talked a lot of things, we could talk this thing to death.
We could.
Every single week. and certainly everybody that listens to the show, we do appreciate you sticking around for it. But if you've got your own theories, your own predictions for next week, you can send us a note level1187@sci-fi-for-me.com, or you can leave us a comment, or you can go over on our social media and tell us what you think there. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, Tumblr, YouTube, Google+. And that's going to do it for us this week. We'll be back to full strength next week because Dan Handley will be here along with the rest of us, Maya Aides.
Good night.
Cammy Settle.
Good night.
Tim Harvey.
Good night.
And I'm Jason Hunt, and this has been another thrilling adventure in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Sky. Which one?
We don't know. Sky. Yes. All right.
Level... Oh, wait. We're still going to get it, too. It's still going to be, Sky, I love you,
it
Sky.
It could be.
I will get my damn thing.
Tim has made his final prediction of the night.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Thanks very much for listening, folks. We'll be back next week.
This has been a presentation of SciFiForMe.com. Copyright 2015 by Flaming Dog Media, LLC. All rights reserved. No portion of this program may be retransmitted without the express written consent of Flaming Dog Media.
This is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.